Hello, and welcome back to that Eurovision site, Eurovision with a slice of life. I'm Shiloh.
I'm Daniel, and today we're talking about. I'm not hosting. I don't know why I would say
Croatia.
that.
What?
I say I'm not hosting. I don't know why I was saying that.
Yeah, no, it's my job. You're stealing my job. Anyway, today we're talking about Croatia. Start by talking about 2024 a little bit. So last year, Croatia came in second place overall and won the televote with Baby Lasagna and the song Rim Tim Tagidim. So we all thought Croatia was kind of in a pretty good place coming into 2025. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I was expecting them to really, really go for it because they showed with how they were reacting to Baby Lasagna when it was in the selection, when after it had been selected in the run-up to Eurovision, they were hungry for that win. And I thought that would be reflected in this year.
Right, because you see that happen. Cyprus has been hungry for the past now 7 years. Cyprus got their
Yeah.
second place in 2018 and they have not stopped gunning for their win. And Croatia, on the other hand, has let the wind out of their sails a little bit, it feels like.
Yeah. I just feel like maybe Baby Lasagna was lightning in a bottle and lightning isn't going to strike twice for a while because it was sort of a perfect storm in that they have an absolutely brilliant song in Rim Tim Tagidim that connected. Especially with the message so well with what a lot of people in Croatia and especially like Croatian diaspora were feeling
I have a question.
that yes
What is the message of Rim Tim Tagidim supposed to be?
the message
Because
of Rim Tim Tagidim is about it is about somebody who is leaving their hometown and leaving all of the memories that they're behind, and they're becoming one of them city boys who are so pretty and so advanced, and maybe they also know their dance. So it's essentially about rural to urban brain drain, and to a similar extent, Eastern European to other parts of European brain drain.
Right, because, to an outside observer, it really just looks like it's the song that goes, Meow cat, please meow back, right?
Yeah,
I think it's a
that's
little
just
easy to
that's.
get lost in the glitz and glamour. I mean, it
Yeah,
was still good, but
there is glitz and glamour, but if you really like look at it, there is a message there, and I think that resonated with at least some people.
clearly.
But yeah, I think the trouble is with getting another Baby Lasagna moment. You need to have somebody else as talented as Baby Lasagna. And that's difficult. Like, if people could get top two at Eurovision every year by sending amazing people, they would. But not even like Italy can consistently do that, not even Sweden can consistently do that. So maybe we are being too harsh on them for expecting a Baby Lasagna moment now.
Well, I don't think we were expecting baby lasagna per se.
Yeah. Well,
I just.
not another instantly, oh, that this could win. But I do think it's worse than a lot of people were expecting, but I don't think it's got to be the perfect thing yet because if you look at Beyond Baby Lasagna in that Dora last year, it was great. Like there was some utter dross amongst those songs that apparently were better than Baby Lasagna, according to the internal people. They were not. They really weren't. But I think it maybe shows that they've got like magazine interested again. There's some like apparently like big bands within the country are in it. I think the worst thing that they can do is not care. So if they send something this year that they as a country kind of care about, I don't think anything other than maybe one song in there could really be competitive at all. But you never know. I've been wrong before, I'll be wrong again.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about the songs competing in Dora 2025. Daniel, what songs in Dora this year do you like? What songs in Dora this year do you hate the least?
Salute by I think Jelena Radan is at the top purely out of this is the most interesting one in there for me because it's very different to everything else. It's sort of like it's French for one, which it's not something you expect to hear in Croatia,
No.
which I like that. And number two, she's kind of a fado singer, and I like that. But other than that, the thing, one that wasn't instantly like, this is good, but having it being like the only one I have seen like spread onto my timeline out of 20 odd songs, which is crazy, Ivan with Monopole, it's the only one I can really see being made into a vaguely competitive package, and that's competitive in can get to the final. Not, and even then, I think it might struggle because that's just it's a professional song, which a lot of them are not professional songs at all.
Yeah. So in terms of favorites, and I'm just gonna say it, Daniel, I'm gonna put it on record, and you are going to laugh at me, and you have laughed at me enough for this already. The song in Dora 2025 that I personally like the most is the song Poison Cake by Marko Bosniak. And I'm going to explain why while Daniel shakes his head
Before
disapprovingly.
you explain, can I just say, Marko Bosniak's 2022 Dora entry was one of
Which
my
I didn't listen
favorite
to.
song, was one of my favorite songs of that entire national final season. I thought that was brilliant. It should have won Dora. He should have gone to Eurovision. This is entirely different to that. You would be forgiven for thinking it is a completely different man. And I don't like it.
Yes, I think the viewers have gathered that. But I, like, here's the thing. Do I think it is object like a song that like is artistically very good? No. Not many of the songs in Dora 2025 are. However, I think it is fun. I kind of like songs about messy gay murder. And why are you raising your eyebrows?
You like songs about messy gay murder? I think that
Yes.
speaks for itself.
Just, I'm obsessed with the fact that you've mastered the singular eyebrow raise and are using it on me in this moment. Because that's a skill. Now, anyway, I like songs about messy gay murder, and it, like, in a sort of like guilty pleasure way. You know, I enjoy it in the same way I enjoy, like.
Guilty Pleasure, a song that would landslide this easily.
Okay, we're going back to Marko Bosniak now so that there's a video to edit. So I enjoy it in a guilty pleasure kind of way, much in the same way that I enjoy K-pop music, because it is silly and fun, and this is the important thing. It has some of the better English lyrics out of all of Dora. Daniel, don't start, because there are English lyrics in Dora that are so much worse.
Oh, I know.
I
That
know,
is what the Oh
and we're gonna
God was
get there, and so I need
about.
you to not dispute my point on this specifically. Like, should Dora be sending songs in? Sorry, should Croatia be sending songs in English? There are lots of songs that are in Croatian this year, which is actually pretty nice, you know? But of the songs that are in English, Poison Cake has some of the better thought out, better written English lyrics, and for that, it has earned my approval.
And to be fair, the music video was created by a human.
You would think that wouldn't be a high bar to clear.
Apparently
And yet,
not.
yeah, so those are the ones that we like for a given value of we and a given value of like. So why don't we talk about some of the other songs?
The Soul of My Soul by Lele is insultingly bad.
It
The.
really, go ahead.
If that was a Croatian song with Croatian lyrics, that would be my number one of the entire selection. But the lyrics are so d insultingly, disastrously bad as English lyrics. It's like insulting the intelligence of the listener. They are that terrible. I don't think there's like a properly grammatical sentence in the entire song. It genuinely feels like, and I would not be surprised at all if this was the case, that they wrote it in Croatian and just stuck it through a translation app. Because that is definitely what it sounds like.
It's, listen, here's the thing. Soul of My Soul particularly grinds my gears because, from a musical standpoint and from like a
It's
vocal
good.
standpoint,
It's
it's so
really
good. This is
good.
the sort of thing that I would love. And then the English lyrics are just so bad. And
And
this is a recurring issue.
the worst bit was that they released a separate song a month ago in Croatian that just it could have been their Dora entry, but it's not. And
Right.
it would have been a really good Dora entry. But
And
because we're going to Eurovision maybe,
yeah.
so people need to hear English for some reason, even though Televote's been like dominated by non-English songs for however many years.
Right. And so this is the thing, like, look, as a native English speaker who watches Eurovision and who listens to national finals sometimes, and frankly, who has also been exposed to a decent amount of like K-pop and J-pop over the years, like there is a certain point of bad English that I am not comfortable with, but tolerant to, like that I've come to expect for any given year, for any given release, there is going to be a little bit of cringe bad English. But Dora this year, not just Soul of My Soul, there are other songs that have this problem. Like just the bad English is just out of this world.
And it's not even the fun bad English like that one song from the video Wildcards. It's just upsetting bad. I feel like if you do not know English well enough to write a coherent song in English,
Simply don't do it.
why are you writing in English in the first place?
Now is such
Either
a good time to not send songs in English. We've been on such an upswing of native language songs since 2016, 2017. We're really entering into this era of countries sending stuff not in English, and it's been so good. And then in Croatia, you turn around and we've got that. Even Malta, half their songs are in Maltese. And English is an official language of Malta. Like, Malta figured it out. Insert good place meme. Malta figured it
And I think it stands out a lot to compare to other national finals this year, where we're getting a bunch of, in my opinion, really good non-English language songs from those countries, especially like folk songs from those countries, Lalek. Because we've got a song from in Poland. They have a song in their language that Poland don't even recognize as being a thing. That's a level of linguistic representation they are going for there. So why?
It's, and
Just why?
I think our issues with Dora this year have to be put into context, right? The earlier batches of national final songs that we've gotten We've had Estonia, Latvia, like those early, really early ones have been so good. They've been so good. The quality in Supernova and Istiklal this year has been so high. And
Supernova especially, I have liked more songs this year than I have in probably every Supernova I've seen up until this point combined. It is that good this year.
People have mixed feelings on Finland. I'm of the opinion that most of what's coming out of Finland this year is pretty good quality. Like, Malta is better than usual. Again, Malta.
Malta is weirdly good this year.
Malta's weirdly good. And then you have Dora, and you're like, this is in a year that really actually felt kind of pretty strong going in. I don't know how to feel about that. Because it just feels less, it feels less competitive than what a lot of other countries are trying to do, and that's really sort of confusing because you would think that Croatia would really be approaching this year from a competitive standpoint.
Yeah, and I would also have liked to see more changes to the actual selection itself, because last year exposed a very, very glaring flaw in that the televote winner of Eurovision was not deemed high quality enough to be in the competition at all in the first place, and they just kind of did nothing. Like when there will be so much more attention, most likely, on Dora in Croatia after coming second place at Eurovision, do something. Because if you just make everything the same as what it was before, where there were big problems, that's not gonna last.
Yeah. So, switching gears here. Are you done? Have you gotten it all out of your system?
I think I'm done.
Okay.
I
Switching
am at
gears here.
peace.
How do we th realistically, who do we think is going to win? And how do we think they will do in Basel?
I don't know one of the names. I think it is probably going to be between Monopole and Die die, is that how you say it? Because
That sounds
apparently
right.
they're sure. I think literally anything they send will struggle to qualify. Because it's not a good selection. It's as simple as that. And it's still early days yet. We know two songs. They're both better than everything in here by a good distance. But yeah.
I don't have nice things to say about Dobrodošli personally, but that's just for Daniel and not for the YouTube.
You can dislike Dobrodošli, but you can look at this list of 24 songs and say, which one of them's making the final? Maybe like
Which is another
maybe
thing. Like, even the songs in
you
Montesong. Some of the songs in Montesong felt better
know
quality than
what?
this, and
Their
you expect. I
best
feel
chance of
as though
qualifying
we
is Matt
collectively.
Schaff. It is Matt Schaff purely because of the clown music. That is their best shot. People will hear the clown music, think it's funny, and maybe vote for him. That is their best shot at qualifying.
I do think that having the clown music as a guitar solo is clever. I think it
That
is
is
sort of funny.
incredibly funny.
So, yeah, I think that's where we are. I don't think I agree. I think that basically almost anything they send has a pretty good chance of being left in the semifinals. In terms of who I think could qualify, Matt Shaft, yeah. Nipple People depends on how they stage it. It could happen. Monopole, maybe, you
Nipple
know.
people could get some funny factor behind the vote.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to vote for nipple people?
It's certainly one
Nay.
of the band names they've ever had. So that's how we feel about Croatia. Suffice it to say, mixed feelings on this, but Daniel, you and I will return to this discussion after Dora. We will have a
Oh
post-discussion
boy, I can't
together.
wait.
Well, listen, if you have any more Croatia feelings and you need another Croatia therapy session, just know that we're gonna have one.
Good, good.
All right. Thank you for watching this particularly uncharacteristically pessimistic video from that Eurovision site. You can
If you
find
want to know
social.
that, I'll be on Norway too.
Right, well, I won't be on Norway, so I don't care. But if you like this
Good for
video, we
you.
will be doing pre-show discussions for all the national selections, including Norway's. So you should check that out if you want to hear another Daniel Song quality rant, because apparently one is coming. You can also check out our home website, www.thatEurovisionsite.com, for all the latest Eurovision news, interviews with the competing artists in national pre-selections, editorials, and more. The website also has social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, Blue Sky, TikTok, Tumblr, at That Euro Site. You can find our podcast at That Euro Podcast on socials, and you can listen to our podcast, which also contains audio clips of our YouTube videos, such as this one, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other podcatcher of your choice. You can also find it directly on our website to listen to. You can find our social media links in the description. Please like, leave a comment, subscribe, tell us how you're feeling about Croatia, because I, for one, would love to know. Thank you for watching. Bye!